Hey, welcome back. Time for another very interesting discussion with Stephen Leeb. Stephen is, among other things, an author. He has a couple of newsletters, which I would highly recommend to you folks. We're going to talk right now with Stephen about why he is more bullish on gold, I think, than anybody whom I know right now, with the possible exception of my friend Rick Rule. But Rick has got his own reasons for that. Stephen, what are your reasons that you are bullish on gold right now, sir?
I think, Al, that gold is the only industrial metal that, or the only metal that can, that is prized for something other than its industrial uses. And that is very important, because what we're going to have to do in order to make this world work, we're going to have to figure out a way of allocating scarce commodities. I mean,
that's
you're
right.
Already seeing silver in the midst of a pandemic at 8 or 9 year highs. You're
yep.
seeing raw industrials at ditto 8 or 9 year highs. I mean, you've had an incredible run in commodities, and it's just started. And I think the major problem we're going to face is allocating among those commodities. And you cannot do it if a single country is the reserve currency, represents the reserve currency as we have today. You're not going to be able to allocate. It doesn't make any sense to allocate based on how much money you can print and therefore how many commodities you can buy. You're going to have to come together at a certain point, and you're going to have some sort of basket of currencies like the SDR, and you're going to have to, in my opinion, back that basket with gold. And it won't be your mother's gold standard. It will be a gold standard in which gold will be allowed to appreciate as economic activity increases. And it will at least be enough to back all the intercountry trade between, let's say, China and the U.S., the U.S. and other countries. I mean, U.S. and Canada. It will be a basket of currencies. It will probably use some form of blockchain. China's already setting up a digital currency, but it will have to be backed by something that controls how much of that currency is out at any particular point, and it will be used to allocate scarce resources. And as an allocator, its price will continue to rise as economic activity continues to rise. So, yes, I'm extremely bullish on gold in this context, and I can see gold going to numbers I don't even want to say, because you will think I'm crazy, but basically, that's my reasoning. Gold is the only conceivable metal that could, you know, perform this role. And, you know, that in a very sort of hopefully fairly coherent nutshell is why I'm so extremely bullish on gold right now.
Well, the concept of a digital currency is very, very important. And I know that China is behind that 1,000%. I had an interview scheduled, which I couldn't do last week, with a fellow over in Israel who is a real expert on the upcoming digital currencies with central banks. We will definitely get him on the show within the next week or so. Stephen, I'm curious about a lot of things. Number one, I don't want to necessarily focus on China, but why are you so sure that gold will, in effect, become, in essence, the reserve currency for all practical purposes in the world?
Well, it will have to back up the reserve currency. We'll have to control how much of the reserve currency is issued. And the reason is, what you need as something to back up a reserve currency is something that is valued for its own sake.
Of course.
And not for industrial uses. I mean, if you were to use, let's say, silver or any combination of commodities other than gold to back up a reserve currency, you'd run into a lot of trouble, because you would need that reserve currency to develop the world. So it would be a shrinking amount of whatever it is that's backing it up. There wouldn't be enough. It would eventually, you know, go to maybe, it would be very difficult, because you would continue to need that reserve currency to power and develop the world. gold is the one exception. Gold is a very special metal in that regard. It's the only one. Again, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's the only one that is valued for its beauty and its luster and its special, you know, qualities that make it so beautiful, yet it doesn't have to be used by industry. And that's the thing. The amount of gold that's on the planet right now is the amount of all the gold that's ever been mined, according to many, is still here on this planet. And you can't say that about any other metal.
No, you can't. There's no question about it. You know, for years and years and years, I really believed that silver was a better investment than gold. And the reason that I did that is because I liked the leverage factor that was involved in silver. But, you know, when you really get serious, when you really want to get about talk about something that truly has intrinsic value in itself, that would have to be what I would call AU gold.
I totally agree. And I'm not disagreeing with you in one bit when you say silver. I mean, I think silver is an extremely exciting metal and has a major role to play in developing the world, photovoltaics, et cetera. But I totally agree with what you're saying. It is gold.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Steve, let me ask you another thing, Mr. Lieb, Stephen. We've only got about 4 minutes left here. We've talked about your book. I want to talk about your newsletters.
Well, my newsletters are basically broad-based. They're dedicated to people who want a broad-based, you know, investment portfolio. And I try very hard to get away from what the financial industry recommends, which is 60% stocks, 40% bonds. There's not a bond in my portfolio. And I'm basically edging much more over toward commodities and toward gold. That's basically been my message over the past, I would guess, 5 to 10 years at least, maybe more. You know, I'm in a situation because most of my newsletter subscribers they're not really believers in metals. I mean, they're believers in the stock market, et cetera, U.S. stocks and, you know, now foreign stocks. But I'm trying to sort of educate them and getting them more into, you know, what we've been talking about, commodities and gold as always necessary to have in your portfolio. And raising the allocations kind of gradually. And I'm trying to do the best I can in, you know, presenting them a portfolio that I think will get them through the next 10, 20 years. And it's a little bit tough because there's a lot of education involved.
I went through that for the 20 years that I was involved, actually 30 years that I was intimately involved with precious metals. I don't want to talk about my history because you're the man of the hour right now, but I just want to say I could not agree with you more, Stephen. Stephen, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'm going to go through your publicist, but I would like to get you on the program, on my portion of the program, every other week. It won't be an hour, but it'll be quite a bit. It'll be a bit less, but I want to get your insights on a regular basis when it comes to the future of the gold market. And the reason I say that right now, you know, is on our homepage, Steve, we've got live gold and live silver on my homepage. I'm seeing gold actually just skyrocket right now. I think I haven't looked at it yet today, but I bet it's still quite a bit north of $1,800 bucks an ounce. Having said that, our site is basically a precious metal site. I got away from that for a while and got into politics, got my head handed to me on a platter. Because it was what's going on in politics. I think it's great for gold, but I think it's terrible for our society.
I just have to interrupt and say,
20 seconds.
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah,
100%.
It's just a joke right now. It's a joke for what's going on right now. What's going on with the COVID virus, the terrible mistake that the governor of New York, Cuomo, made that resulted in just a ton of deaths. I mean, I can't deal with all the bad things that are going on right now, Stephen. But one good thing that has gone on today for me is I've gotten to know you. I'm going to call you tomorrow. We can chat a little bit off mic, and then we're going to set up a time to have you be a regular part of my portion of this program.
I would be really honored because, you know, unlike me, you really had more courage of your convictions back in, you know, the beginning of this century.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.